in our usual tradition, give me a sound bite test thing.
Okay, I'm going to do a check the spelling. R-E-F-U-G-E. E, get the CD from Sam Goody.
That sounds pretty good. Now I'm going to do mine, even though I've already started the music. Can you hear the music?
I can.
All right. A basket full of muskrats eating brisket because of Brexit. That's stupid. Why don't even... Anyway.
Did you come up with that, or is that something you read in a book once?
I came up with that while I was driving to Costco today. Does the music sound a little fuzzy to you? A little fuzz back there? A little feedback?
Yeah, a little bit.
Huh. I wonder what's going on. Welcome, everybody, to episode 5938 of Just Be Cousins. I'm one of your hosts, and my cousin Joseph Neal is one of your other hosts. And oh, I'm Jason Mark. And now we're going to talk about, well, what are we going to talk about today, Joe? Let's get rolling. Let's move in.
Well,
I know what we're going to talk about. I'm asking questions, and I'm answering them. I was going to tell you why I was having trouble getting set up earlier. I couldn't hear you. I called you, and I couldn't hear a damn thing. Turns out my headset was not plugged into anything.
Oh, that's important.
I was opening and closing windows. I was checking, you know, whether I had the right settings for everything. I was going all over the place. Meanwhile, the software we use was blaring at me, your speakers aren't there. Where are your damn speakers? And then I looked down, and I realized I'm dangling. And I laughed, so... How are you doing,
Joe? Well, it's also, I want to say, well, you know, I was feeling good, but then you failed to introduce me, and that's in Taco Bell parlance, we call that a narcissistic injury.
I didn't introduce you. I said, I'm your host, and with me is my brother from another. I said your name, didn't I?
I don't know. When I listen to it 500 times next week, I'll figure it out.
I was going to say, mofo, we can go back right now. We go back right now. But we're not going to. Hey, speaking of Taco Bell, last week I was mad at you because you did not tell me in advance about the naked chicken chalupa. And then you very accurately pointed out that if you had told me, I would have blurbed it to everybody and you couldn't take that risk. And you were right. However, I'm wondering if this latest thing that Taco Bell is doing, I'm allowed to be mad at you about.
If you saw something on TV that is even newer than what you saw on the Super Bowl, then because I've been thinking about it, and I think that I'm going to – well, I have a story to tell about the taco slicer, and I need to explain what a taco slicer is and what happened to me. And it has to do with our newest product, and I hope I don't get fired for this. But and again, please don't tell anybody, and we don't have any listeners, so I'm not – you know.
Not
it's not a huge risk here.
Right.
But there is a product we just came out with, and all of the managers all over the country submitted names for this product. And it's what it is, you throw a bunch of tacos into a blender, and then you form the taco goop into a loaf, just a huge loaf. And I submitted the name... Say again?
A big taco loaf.
Yeah. Well, here, check out. The name that I submitted in the tradition of making up fake Spanish words and all that good stuff is the Primo Obesimo. Primo Obesimo. And when I thought of that, I wasn't... I think that is loosely translated into the fattest cousin, actually. So I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I am your fattest
cousin.
I think.
I don't think that's true.
I'm trying
but anyway,
to think of all of our cousins.
Primo Obesimo, they didn't go for that, and they ended up just calling it the Taco Lofo Supreme.
Oh, well, that's not what
Taco Lofo.
That is okay. First of all, I'm glad you told me about it. I am going to go out and get one as soon as we're done with this episode. So thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Oh, they're not out. They're not out yet. But I'm in the process of training everybody because we don't serve it as a loaf. We serve it half a loaf and then half of it is like sliced. Now Taco Bell's getting into presentation, so you slice it out.
And that's what happened to your
halfway.
Hand.
Well, here's the thing. You were wondering, you had asked me, what the hell is a taco slicer? Why the hell would anybody slice a taco? I mean, well, it's... You don't really slice a taco. You slice the taco loaf.
Oh. Okay.
And so we have a special thing, and the loaf is really big because, you know, going to Taco Bell, you want to get a lot of food for a good price,
yeah.
Reasonable price. Well, the taco loaf is huge, and so it takes this power tool. It's called the taco slicer. That's what we call
it. Okay, so I assume taco slicer was a euphemism for some sort of sexual thing. Because, you know, taco. You know, the taco.
I wouldn't put that past you, the man that thought up Beaver Day and wanted to replace Groundhog's Day with Beaver Day.
That's
so
true,
I say taco slicer and
first
oh, my God, now you sound like, that's ugly, man.
Well, it's
holy
just
if
you said you cut your finger on the taco slicer. I'm going, whoa, you guys are, I don't even want to, I mean, I do want to. Anyway, please continue.
Well, anyway, the taco slicer itself is much. It looks and operates much like it's a gas-powered hedge trimmer.
What a interesting visual.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it operates so much like that I have a lot of foliage, bushes, trees around my house, and I realized that the taco slicer works better than the hedge trimmer.
What, so, like on your hedges?
Yeah, yeah. So I've been cutting, I've been doing landscaping work in my backyard with the taco slicer. Are you following me?
You've been using your taco slicer on your hedges.
Yeah, I've been using the taco slicer on the bush. That's correct.
You swear to me that's not a euphemism.
No,
weird ass Davenport, Iowa sex act because you're all basically just frustrated. Joe, I'm imagining you and the little woman going to, you know, the neighborhood block party, and you sidling up to, you know, the 42-year-old divorcee and saying, "Hey, cut my finger in a taco slicer when I was trimming some hedges," and her just dropping her drawers right in front of you. This is what I'm picturing, and you're telling me no.
What I'm telling you is, you know, I'm describing to you my huge meatloaf, my loaf of meat.
Your big loaf of meat, yeah.
Your big pendulous
throbbing. It's throbbing meat, right?
Right, and then I'm going to take my taco slicer and I'm going to start working on that bush.
Yeah.
So there's no euphemisms at all at this point. Anyway, I want to tell you, I got a little too confident with this taco slicer. I was on my roof, and I was trying to deal with, leveling off some trees so it looked good, you know, aesthetically with my house.
Yeah, your new house.
And, and I was just – there were branches that was a little too far away, and you always got to use two hands with the taco slicer. You got to use both hands. And I had big leather gloves
on. I remember when my RA first day of college told me that. Yes, always use two hands with the taco slicer.
Right. And I was getting a little too confident with it, and I need to reach out, and I'm, you know, hanging over the edge of my roof, and I caught a branch, and I just kept pushing on it, wanted to get this branch, you know, just take it out, and I lost control of that taco slicer, and I almost chopped off my index finger and my middle finger on my right hand. It stopped the blade when it hit my hand. It was really disturbing.
You can't see, but I'm visually, I'm forming the shocker to see what part of that would be.
Those are the wrong two fingers. So picture yourself without the index in the middle. Oh, wait. It's been so long since I'm not familiar with the shocker anymore.
The shocker is, well, I think that if like.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Don't say what? I guess. You can't tell me what not to say, because then you'd have to say it. But
okay, it's, you know, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh no, I'm talking about the Joe. I'm talking about the guy who is the mascot for Wichita State University. Are you?
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
His gloves. He only has three fingers. When he gives you a high five, it's a high three. It's kind of a. Are you? Wow, you are perverted. No, I'm being stupid. I was doing the hand motion of the. Yeah.
But here, let me finish the story because it is a little disturbing.
I want to talk about stinks and pinks. And when you're done, so don't let me forget. Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
It turns out I didn't realize it, but this has all been one big euphemism anyway.
Hey, so we might. This is the Valentine's Day episode, so we might as well. But please go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe it's appropriate, but anyway, so. The taco slicer, you know, I hear it buzzing, you know, as its blades are vibrating and spinning, and it hits my fingers, and you hear the blades stop, and I gasped, and I stood up, and I looked at the leather gloves, and the thick leather had just been cut all the way through, and I saw dark red just fill up the open parts of the cut glove and start dripping out.
Ugh.
And I was certain that I had chopped my fingers off with the taco slicer at that point.
Yeah.
My wife was up on the roof. She, I'm not going to give away her job, but she is qualified.
Yeah, she is.
To handle a medical emergency. Well, that is, she's at the very least, she's CPR trained, right? Okay.
Right.
Well, anyway, she handled it really well. I turned around and I said something like, honey, I think I really hurt myself. I thought that I chopped my fingers off. So we get down off the roof. She was sweeping the roof at the time. Thank God. We get down and I thought when we pulled the glove off, a couple of my fingers would tumble out. So, you know, I was white faced, sweating bullets.
You haven't mentioned pain. That hurt like a son of a, like a mother. That was
painful. No. It's what? In a situation like that, that didn't hurt. It hurt really bad very soon afterwards, like maybe 5 or 10 minutes afterwards.
Okay, gotcha.
It started hurting really bad. But
in the
before
moment,
then,
you were
I was
too
like,
scared to be
I was like, my fingers, my fucking fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think I said this a few times. Fucking stupid. God, idiot.
You felt too stupid to be in pain. Does it hurt, Joe? Nah.
Yeah.
Just stings my ego.
I wasn't. No, it was emotionally. It was psychologically painful, more right. So than anything else. But you know, I'm still healing up. I got some looking at the Band-Aids. Well, now we're down to Band-Aids, which is cool.
Okay, that's
about
okay.
An hour later. I was like, I'm just really happy I still got my fingers. That was such a stupid move. I mean, kids, careful with those
taco slicers,
and hedge trimmers and. Everything as dangerous, all the power tools and all the yard, you know.
Stuff, yeah.
I keep wanting to say instruments, but these are not instruments. What the hell?
These are tools of death.
They're fucking power tools.
Fucking power
they'll
tools.
They'll chop your fingers off. Watch out.
Watch out. Keep calm and watch out.
Anyway, I have a new respect for taco slices and hedge trimmers.
You know, whenever I'm in the garden, I always ask myself, what would Jesus do? That racist and anti-religious joke brought to you by two beers. That's, I'm drinking two beers, although two beers with capital TB is a brewery in a place in the Pacific Northwest. I'm not drinking their beers, but I have two dos cervezas to continue with the racism.
Okay. That's kind of cool. Well, maybe it isn't. You know what rhymes with two beers?
What's
bored
that?
To tears, which is probably what our listeners are going to be. But when you said two beers, tonight I was like, hey, I'm going to be recording for an hour. I can't just get one beer and then stop recording and then go get my second beer.
No.
So I got two beers and opened them both. So I would be unhindered in our efforts this evening.
I appreciate that you did that. I did not open them because I wanted the microphone to pick up my opening them. Because if nothing else happens as a result of this podcast, Joe, I'm hoping to get work as a Foley artist. And Foley artist, I think, is what they're called when they do the sound effects. I think that's Foley. I'm not sure, but that's what I'm going with. I wanted to talk about, just real quick, you mentioned the pink and two in the pink and one in the stink. And now that I'm telling the story and actually thinking about it as I tell it, I realize it's really stupid, but it's a Valentine's Day
episode. Oh, God, we're really going to talk about this.
Yeah, no, it's nothing more than this. I used to work with a lady who, she was a great old broad, and she would be the first one to use the word broad. She would be the first person to use the word broad. to describe herself. She was a great old broad, and
we
she
should
had...
be on NPR. So politically correct. Just everything we've said tonight. It's just it's so squeaky clean and sensitive. Anyway, her, she's a great old broad.
She's a great old broad. Her I won't say her name for two reasons. One, it's not respectful. Two, don't remember. Oh, I remember now. It was Denise. Well, shit. Now it's not respect anymore. Anyway, she's a great lady. She had a daughter who was, I don't know, 14 at the time. And her daughter had a friend whose mother was not really there all the time. So she ended up like basically living with them for a summer. And Denise was on a budget. And what these two girls would do was use up all the toilet paper all the time. Like, they would go through like two rolls in like a day just because they had no self-control using the toilet paper. Like, use it for makeup, not only the stuff that you use toilet paper for down there, but also like putting on makeup and like, hey, could you bring me some toothpaste and like squirt it on a piece of toilet paper and bring it over. Anyway, so Denise had this rule in her house, which she would tell you when you walked to the door. And the rule was two for snatch, three for hatch. That was the rule.
Wow.
Talking about squares of TP. And it's just something that stuck with me for these last, I mean, literally doing the math.
That's
now
a conservative
ahead.
View. Literally. 25
years, Joe, that rule has stuck with me. And it's one that I use to this day. Now, I have hatch, but I don't have the other. So I need to come up with, maybe you can help me, a rhyme with hatch that refers to my, you know, my taco loaf.
I don't know, man. I was real happy that I rhymed two beers with bored with tears. And now...
Okay, fair enough. We'll come back to it. Today is February 16th. And February 14th is VD, Valentine's Day. And by the time the 16th rolls around, if you have a VD, it should be making itself aware to you through various painful emissions. So this is...
Yes, it should be expressing itself.
Exactly.
Right around now.
So,
and we—that's why we chose to do it on this day. Is that right?
Because that's right.
We're fucking disgusting.
Because February 14th is Valentine's Day, or VD, and February 16th is Do I Have a VD Day? I wanted to say that. And I've been thinking of that joke for 1 week. No, since Saturday. That's why I didn't have a whole week to like get it out of my system. So this is what happens, Joe, when we record like on a Saturday, and then record again on a Thursday. There's not enough time for me to get rid of the really worst of the jokes. Like the whole brisket, brasket, muskets eating biscuits thing at the beginning? Yeah, I thought of that.
You got to get it out of your system. And yeah. That's what this is for.
I guess that's what this is for. Yes.
I consider this an outlet. That's really all we're doing it for. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening.
Actually, I guess there are a couple of people listening now, but I think they're kind of doing it for me as a favor. Mm-hmm. And then anyway, we might talk about that a little bit later. During the arguments for cancellation section, I think I might bring up a little bit of feedback that I got from our listeners.
Okay. You know, I want to talk about this arguments for cancellation thing and something that's been on my mind. Now, you, Joe, you have put a lot of work into this shitty podcast. I mean, dude, we've talked about this. I get emails from you, not emails, but I get text messages and phone calls, and I go on our box site, not box, what's it called? Dropbox, and I see all the stuff you've done, and I'm just like, you are polishing a turd here, son. What are you doing? And I decided, right now, until you figure stuff out on your end, I'm the engineer. I could do to you whatever I want. If I want to force you to listen to a song, you have to listen to it. And so I was thinking maybe I should use negative reinforcement to get you to scale back. Like every time you do something awesome and brilliant that's clearly going to be a big league contribution to the show, I should torture you. So I have something queued up that I'm going to – oops, wrong button. All right, and now I'm going to torture myself.
Oh dear! You've come up with something that will torture me.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that? Did you hear what just happened?
No.
You didn't hear enough of that. When you go back and listen to this podcast again, that little half second sound bite, you will recognize it. You'll go, "God damn! I know what he's going to do." So
I'm going to be quiet. Do it again for me right now.
Well, no, I'm going to play the whole thing for you when it's appropriate. I just want to open it with the right piece of software here. So Okay, now you've heard enough.
Oh my God, I feel like I recognize that. I don't know.
I bet you do. I bet you do recognize
it. Could it be, and I only heard a little bit of it. You already played the whole thing, though.
No, that's not the whole thing. Oh, God, no, that's not the whole thing. Oh, Jesus Christ, if I can invoke him, the guy who... No, that's not the whole thing.
Capital H.
That's right, yeah. That is not even close to the whole thing. Let's talk about arguments for cancellation. Too early in the show to do that? Is it?
I feel like it should happen at the end. It seems to work.
All right, well then, let's do this.
Discussing my narcissism again, if I feel like it's kind of a climactic thing, maybe.
Okay, fair enough.
Because it's just so weird and silly, and I don't know. It seems to top it off well.
Okay.
But then my argument is that none of this is done well. So
right. You know. Well, that's my argument. The thing is, that's my point, Joe. Is that you were doing things well, and this is not a podcast for doing things well. I mean. This is a podcast where two dudes. I've got background noise. I'm like clicking the microphone with my teeth. I'm drinking beer out loud, and you're working your butt. Okay, you know what? I'm tired of it. Tell me all the work you did this week in vague terms so that you don't give anything away. Tell me all the work you did this week, and then I'm going to punish you for it. That's right. I just told you. I did the audio equivalent, Joe, of telling you to go out to the backyard and get me a switch so I can beat you with it. That's what I just did.
Well,
cracking myself up. Tell me all the work you did.
It's what I've been doing is try to do montages, and I do montages to convince you and whoever is listening, the 2.5 people who are listening, that please let's stop this. And so I just do montages. I listen to the podcast. I realize and I criticize it, and I go, well, that's a problem. And so then I review the podcast and I try to make a montage of the problem. And it does. Mm-hmm. It takes some time. Takes some work.
How much time?
Oh, I haven't been logging the hours.
Give me an estimate.
I haven't been talking taco loafing the hours.
Give me an estimate. Ballpark it.
Per montage?
Yeah, per week.
Four or 5 hours.
All right.
That's not bad.
That's terrible. No, that's terrible. That's terrible. This took me, what I'm about to do to you, this took me 2 hours. Take these broken Yeah, Joe. You don't quit fucking
that
up.
That was terrible.
You don't quit fucking up. I'm going to play that every goddamn show.
Let me get this straight. That took you 2 hours?
Joe, you have no idea. Okay, let me just explain a few things to you. You said to me, hey, Jason, I'm doing all these montages. I'm doing all this hard work. I'm downloading these programs. I'm learning all this stuff. I'm being a cool guy. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck you. What? Why? I'm going to show him. And so I got this idea in my head. I started downloading programs. I started learning how to use software. I started reviewing Mr. songs. And I spent 2 hours doing that. I have so much more respect for you now. The amount of work that you've been putting in this, I had no idea. It's so, so difficult. But you know what, Joe? I had to watch that fucking video 19 times. I don't know who got the worst end out of this deal. You having to listen to that for 15 seconds or me. Have you seen the video for Take These Broken Wings by Mr. Fucking Mister? Have you seen this video?
No, but I'm gonna now. Here's the thing. Your whole idea was to torture me, and yet I think that backfired on you, sir.
That's because this is a meta podcast. Nothing is what it is. It's always about itself. I end up torturing myself. The video is awesome. I suggest you watch it, Joe. Everybody else watch it. It starts with a guy. And he's jumping in slow motion, right? And you're like, oh, this is a tough dude. It's an action hero. But then he does the splits in midair, and you go, oh, he's not a hero. He's a dancer. And then he lands next to this woman in a ball gown, and then he starts dancing with her both in regular motion and slow motion, and then there's a guy in a convertible singing. And you're like, what the fuck just happened? And it goes back and forth between the dancing dude. Oh, by the way, he's on a ship. I don't know why. He's on a boat, a docked boat. And then he jumps off, and there's some other dancers. And then there's some gang dancers, and they have like a dance fight. And then it goes back to the guy in the convertible. And then he's in a little tiny room with the rest of the band. And you can't see them because they're out of focus. But he's sitting like in a window seat. And he's so earnest, Joe. He's just so like, take these broken wings, right? Baby, you're
it
half
is torture. That song is terrible. And well, I don't know. A part of me likes it, but a part of me.
Well, yeah, a part of you likes it. Like you're on a crowded subway and you feel a hand go down the back of your pants, and like 99% of you is like, I'm gonna kill somebody. But there's a part of you that you only talk to your therapist about. It's like kind of been going on a lot more subways lately, just to see what happens again. That's the part of you that likes Mr. Goddamn it, Mister.
Well.
I can't even say their name, Joe, without putting a word between the Mr. and the other Mr., which aren't spelled the same. One is M-R dot, the other spelled out, as if that makes a fucking difference. Mr. Shit Your Pants Mr. What the fuck? Sorry, I know you didn't want me to curse more before the montage is. I'm a little worked up right now. I'm going to calm down.
What I like about this is that you heard this song, you watched this video, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to take a part of this song that is going to psychologically disturb Joe, and I'm going to like stretch out the worst part, and I'm going to play this for him. I feel like you were trying to hurt me.
I was.
And you ended up hurting yourself.
Yeah. But I know that you love me, Joe, and I know that when I'm in pain, you're in pain. So suck it.
You know what my test was going to be tonight? I ended up going with like, I don't know, the Refugee All-Stars or something, because I like that little line. But I was about to say, and this is from a song that I wrote many, many years ago. I was about to say this. Suck it, 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 Jason. Now, I inserted the word Jason, but I wrote the song for my friend Gus. So normally it's, you know, Saka Taka 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 Gus.
Yeah.
Look, that's just a taste of how sophisticated my songwriting is.
Well, when
you understand?
When were you writing these songs?
Oh, well, you know, over the last couple of decades, every once in a while, I just come up with
the same time as Mr.
I wrote many arguably like kind of serious songs where I tried to really emote myself. But then breaking those up, over the years, I wrote just ridiculous songs, just really obscene songs, and I wrote what I call a ballad for Gus,
which is the suck it ballad. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was just only part of the song. There's more to it than that. But
well, I'm sure you had the whole sonata form going there with the refrain and the bridge and the.
Yeah, but I thought it would be a good test. You know, when we do our little test at the beginning, for me to just, you know, tell you to suck it, and that's pretty harsh. So I was like, let's go with the Fugees.
Yeah, okay,
it's better.
I think in many times in life, but I think a lot of people could take this to heart, and it could be sort of a mantra, if you will, is that always ask yourself, am I gonna abuse this individual, or am I gonna go Fugees? Which am I gonna do? Am I gonna abuse him, or am I gonna go Fugees?
Well, I went Fugees. Well,
you went Fugees
only to be subjected to take. His broken wings, and then some change. These broken wings, and then you told me to suck it.
After I did.
I, you know, in my benevolence, oh my god, I decided to not tell you to suck it,
right,
like 500 times, but I ended up doing it anyway.
I think though,
anyway,
I mean
let's
since,
move on.
We should move on. Let's see, we're about halfway through. Usually it's at this point where I do the ad, however the ad is kind of a me thing, and I should give you the opportunity to talk about some stuff. I'm
see,
looking
you
at
don't have you don't have an ad this week.
I do.
I know it's I had an ad last week, but we didn't get to it.
I have an ad. Do you have an ad that you want to do now? And then I'll do my ad.
I'm kind of a traditionalist, and I would like to see. And actually, I got some feedback from a listener that goes into this. And,
okay.
I think that your ad should always be first.
Okay. Should we just go ahead and do my ad then? Get it out of the way?
It's not fact to follow, but I just – it's how not, the podcast has been going.
Okay. So far, feeling. I want to point out that I said, hey, Joe. That's a Jimi Hendrix quote. I said, hey, Joe. I don't remember the rest of that song. How's the rest go? Hey, Joe, I heard you shot your old lady.
Yeah, it's pretty much terrible after the word hey, Joe. It's, I killed my wife. Yeah,
right.
It's terrible. Anyway.
She caught it with another man. She's messing around.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
You're trying to change the subject. I want to talk about Jimi Hendrix. I'm just joking. I was saying that I said, hey, Joe, do you want to do arguments for cancellation? He said, nah, let's save it for later. I said, okay. And then I said, hey, Joe, you want to do your ad first? And he said, no, I'll do it later. And I'm like, okay. And I'm starting to realize, like, I've done stand-up comedy, and I know that the way it works is you don't want to go too soon. You want to go when the room is a little bit warm. So what you're doing is basically I'm your opening act here.
Oh,
You
know, we're finally landing on the animosity that you've been looking for.
That's right.
Time.
I've been trying for three episodes.
And you're right, though. We're at 40 minutes, too. And I'm like, no, it's not my ad. We're fucking almost done. We better get our let's get our shit moving here. But, you know, you've tried to torture me. I've told you to suck it. You told me to suck it.
Yeah.
I told you to suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it, suck it. And now, you know what, Jason? I've been looking forward to your ad.
Okay.
Can I just have it?
Yes.
And
all right.
Can we do the bumper music? Because I improved it a little bit for you.
Yeah. Let's do the bumper music. I'm going to do that right now. I have it prepared. I am not right now clicking any icons to go to Dropbox. I'm not pausing and talking in a kind of a generic way, desperate for Joe to jump in so that he can say something while I'm not clicking on.
Oh, right. Well, you know what? Also, turn that goddamn guitar music off. You already did, didn't you?
Nope, because I'm not typing Dropbox right now. I am prepared. This is all meta, Joe, right now. I'm just being funny. It's been hilarious. Dude, what's it called?
You know what? My wife just got home. You wanting me to fill time? This is our best podcast yet. We are kicking so much ass. My wife just got home and said hi to me, and you're sitting there like, oh, Joe, please say something. Is that what you were doing? I don't even know what you're doing.
What's the name of the ad intro? What's it called?
It is called O Word from Our Sponsors.
O Word from – I don't see it. I see – oh, there it is. I see it. I see it. All right. Let me pause the
– And I would like to play it before your ad and before my ad.
Okay.
Every time.
Fair enough. Here we go. All right. And play. What's the number one reason people hate going to the gym, Joe? It's fashion, right? I mean, no one likes spandex. Hello, the 80s called. They want their clingy, sweaty clothes back. And their Mr. Mister albums. But what if I told you there's a way to step into a gym today and look not only dapper, but dashing as well? You go to the gym to work on your physique, to cherche l'FM, you know what I'm saying? So why not step up your game and start actually bagging those bodacious babes, you snowflake cuck? Introducing the Fitness Fedora from Larco. Pop on this classic that has stood the test of the time. I haven't read this ad yet. This is a first for me. Pop on this classic that has stood the test of the times over the years and watch as the classless now melts away to embrace the zip and the dee-doo-da of ages past while you sit on the ab flexor and melt away your ass fat and that blonde with the racing zeppelins embraces your manly physique, you alpha, you. Why, she'll be in the kitchen making you a sandwich in no time. While you stroke your neck beard and contemplate your intellectual superiority, your magnificent biceps, your cool sense of chivalry, your unironic prowess with a shake weight, and a +3 sword of ogre slaying. You can purchase the Fitness Fedora online right now, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, you'll receive absolutely free a 2-gallon drum of Paladin protein powder. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. Try the Fitness Fedora, my gym rat. Okay, do I play the outro now? Do I...
No. There's no outro. It's a good one. That'll work this time. We're bringing it together.
We are.
That was another one. That was from Larko, correct?
Yeah, the fitness fedora. And, you know, a lot of people have been telling Larko, they're like, you know, wait a minute, what about the fat bit? Why are we now doing fitness fedoras? It turns out there's a there's an old lady in Pasadena who is wearing the fat bit, you know. And you'll recall that's the one that gives you a mild electric shock to remind you you're working too hard. So tone it down.
Ah, yes.
Apparently her dog barked at the mailman, which woke her up from a deep sleep. Her adrenal glands spiked. Her heart rate went through the roof. The Fitbit shocked her so hard, knocked her out of her shoes and melted her wig to her head. So she sued, and they're like, okay, let's... The lawyers won the case, but they're like, you need to... We don't want to do this again. Try something else. So, unfortunately, it's off the market now.
Well, there's a theme here. I mean, it's fitness. That's good.
Yeah.
Everybody... Well, I know that the fat bit is that's anti-fitness. So
yeah.
That's weird. But
that's weird. One of the things I like about this ad copy they gave me for this, I don't know who does the copywriting for Larko's ads, but the guy's a fucking genius. He quoted you. Did you notice this? He quoted you, Joe.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I don't know if it was what was the episode sorry Katie, where you mentioned that there was a particular celebrity. Thanks for that, by the way. That was a brilliant sound effect. There was a celebrity that you would best describe as two Zeppelins in a dead heat. He used that in this fitness fedora copy.
Yeah. Well, two Zeppelins. It's two Zeppelins in a dead heat. Well, is that a sound effect? No, that's a visual effect.
Oh no, sorry. I was doing the thing where I talked about three things at the same time. The sound effect of you opening that beer can.
Oh.
Which was perfectly timed, by the way. And I'm not being sarcastic. It was. No, that was aces right there. Aces, Joe. Great.
Look, you know, accidental entertainment. Accidental timing.
Or as we like to say in the business, content.
Content.
That's right.
Indeed.
Do you want to do your ad? You want to earn us some money here?
Yeah, here, let me...
You got your piece of paper there? Oh, I heard it.
Yeah, I do have my copy here. Shake that around for me again one more time.
All right, here's the intro.
All right. you may ask, how many times does a grown man need to shit his own pants before he considers using adult diapers? Well, depends. Pooping your pants is never a dignified thing, but sometimes the least you can do is poop into a diaper instead of your underwear. Sometimes a man needs to ask himself, if I can no longer control my asshole, and I can hear myself piss my jeans before I realize what the sound means, shouldn't I just wear some diapers for Christ's sake? Well, depends. Are you squirting hot diarrhea into your shorts even as you hear me speak? Are you fucking okay, old man? Can you even recognize your own children? Maybe it's time to end the pain of living. Or maybe it's just time to strap on some goddamn diapers. Depends. Thank you.
You know,
yeah.
You got me going with the start, but then when you went, well... an inside joke for you and me. Last time you said you're going to explain it, but I kind of don't want you to explain it because it just
not
cracks
yet.
Me up.
Not yet. Not yet.
Well. Oh man,
you know, I was going to do that one last time. I think it's important, and I also want to say, like, that this is yes, grown men shitting themselves does make me laugh, but you know, anybody everybody's going to get old enough to where, like, I don't want to offend anybody, but grown men shitting their pants just makes me laugh.
It's hilarious. And, you know, it's funny because this is a meta podcast. We keep saying that because it's fucking true. But the truth of the matter is I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of them is this podcast, which I listen to only because it cracks me up. But I only listen to it when we're doing it. But that's enough for me to know that once a week for an hour, I'm going to listen to a podcast that makes my ass laugh. And if I'm laughing because my co-host is talking about grown men shitting their pants, well, goddamn it, that's what I'm going to laugh at. Oh, Jesus, that's good stuff. I'm glad you followed me. You said that I was a tough act to follow. No, you're a tough act to precede, Mr. Neil. Mr. Joe Neil, you are a tough act to precede.
Well, it depends.
Well! Oh, man.
Anyway, you were talking about, like, all the... I think it's funny that you can hear us drink. I'm not doing it on purpose, but, like, I slurp and I slam my drinks and, mm-hmm. you know... I want at least two drinks while we do the podcast.
Yes.
I did one, I think it was episode 2, where I was just stone cold sober.
Yeah.
That went fine.
That episode sucked.
I like to at least have two drinks.
No. Look, Joe, I'm on the Twitter. Our podcast is on the Twitter. We get people who follow us. We've got 4 followers. Last week we had 5, but 2 were robots, and they stopped following, and now we got another one. 2 of them were Russian mail order brides. My point is this. None of them had said episode 2 was the best. Remember the episode I was stone cold sober, Joe? Do you remember that one? No, you don't, because you were bombed out of your skull. I was sober, though. It was terrible. It was awful.
You're talking about episode 1, aren't you?
I don't really remember which one it was. I can say this, though. Every episode so far has been better than the last, whether or not it is. We say that it is, and that's what I'm hoping happens with this one.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Keep doing the sound effects. I can hear you open beer cans. I can hear you slurping. I started the evening with a shot of rum. I didn't have any tequila in the house, so I started with rum, an expensive rum that I got. This is the truth. I'm not making this up. I got this at the Bacardi factory itself in Puerto Rico. We went on a factory tour, and Bacardi is not known amongst aficionados. Why do you mean that guitar music's over? I'm looking at YouTube right now, and it's saying that 3 hours and 32 minutes of guitar music is done. We have not been recording that long. Fuck you, Surf Cafe Guitar. Whoa. Fuck you.
Let's see, you're distracting yourself from a segment that we've had, maybe on accident, every time, which is, what are you drinking?
Yeah. Okay, I'll go back to it. So we went on this Bacardi tour, and like I said, Bacardi's not known amongst quality rum drinkers for being the best in the world, but they do sell a Reserva, which is kind of expensive. In fact, it's so expensive that they'll etch things on the bottle for you if you buy it. I'm not making this up. It's true. You buy a bottle of $65 rum from Bacardi, and they'll etch, like, your name on it, which is what they did for us. And I took a shot of that, and then I followed it up with some cheap-ass beer. This is Hale's Pale Ale, and I finished that can, and now I'm drinking Hale's Kolsch. A Kolsch, of course, is an ale that's brewed like a lager. It might be a lager brewed like an ale. I can't remember, but one of those two.
Whoa, okay. This is boring, but I'm going to get out of the way. I brought 2 beers out here, and it's Ballast Point California Kolsch. 2 beers.
We're both having now, Kolsch. What are the chances?
They went down pretty fast, and so I needed a Bud Light. And that's what you heard earlier, because now my third beer, here we are on the third beer, and it's a Bud Light, and that's why you heard like that.
I want to,
because my Kolsch, you can't do that. You have to crack a can, like, it's got to be white trash.
I hear what you're saying. I was just to clarify a couple of things about what you're talking about. One, a Kolsch, I just looked it up on Wikipedia, is indeed uses an ale type of yeast, but it is brewed the same way you would a lager at a more cold temperature. We can go into really boring detail about what that means, but we won't. Second of all, you said that you drank 2 beers too quickly and you needed to mitigate it with a Bud Light. Is that what you said?
No, it's just that I like to have a drink going.
Yeah.
And I had a long day at work, and these Ballast Points went down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'm like, guess what? I'm going to get a Bud Light because I don't have any more Kolsch. So I downgraded hard.
There's so many questions I have in my head. So, okay. talk about antagonism on the show. This is good content right here. You have Bud Light in your house.
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey,
who delivered it to me? Because remember earlier I said I have two beers ready to go.
Yeah.
Well, if that wasn't enough, my wife came home and silently delivered me a beer while we were recording. And I think I was ignoring you, and hopefully everything went okay during that portion of the podcast. But I got a beer. My wife straight up silently delivered me a beer while we were recording.
Okay, there's so many things to talk about right now. Okay, first of all, that was the precise moment when I needed you most, because I was really scrambling to open Dropbox.
That's right. That's so there what was I that, suspected, that, which I is, left you in the lurch.
It's good timing. Your wife is a wonderful human being. I've met her. We have had a meal together. You were there. And yep. if somebody were going to deliver me a beer, and it was anybody except your wife or my wife or Katy Perry or Pat Benatar or an as yet to be named celebrity, if it was anybody else and they brought me Bud Light, I would punch them in the face. But if it was your wife or my wife or Katy Perry or Pat Benatar or as yet to be named celebrity, probably Kate Middleton, but we'll come back to that later. I would
but
be like, thank
mouthed,
you.
She read my lips. I mouthed Bud Light. So she just bring me a shitty beer. I requested one.
Joe, every time I bring up the fact that there's so much to talk about, you say something that makes it five more things to talk about. You're like a podcasting genius. Like, you're delivering the content potential here. You not only have Bud Light in your house, you asked your wife to bring you one.
That's right. Yeah.
I wish you could see. I wish this was a video podcast or vodcast, which is a word I think I just made up, because I'm like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, the way I'm hunched over, but Gollum mixed with the Emperor from one of those Star Wars movies right before he's about to shock the shit out of Luke Skywalker. I'm like a mixture
of
that.
You're fucking hideous.
I am hideous right now because
I can't see you right now.
I'm trying to make this. I'm asking a question and making a point at the same time. This is some rhetorical shit going on. You asked your wife to bring you a beer that was in your house that was made in St. fucking Louis, goddamn Missouri, and she said yes and brought it to you.
Yeah. She's just doing me a favor.
That's a good wife right there. Why do you have Bud Light in your house?
You know what? That's a story that's not worth airtime. But you know what? Suffice to say, I have a friend who loves Bud Light, and every time we barbecue over here, he brings a shitload of Bud Light, so we always got it. We just always have it around.
All right, I'm going to eject the irony for
and
a second.
And I, by the way, look, let me confess, I really like Bud Light. I like Bud Light.
Okay, so
and see, you're like a beer dude. You're like a craft beer dude. So that's like blasphemy. Yeah.
No. Let me say a couple things, and then we'll move on to things that actually interest people. Well, we'll try. Let me say a couple things. You say you kind of like Bud Light. I know things about Joe that a lot of people don't know. We stopped recording last week, but we kept talking, and he revealed some things about the things that we were talking about that would have been disturbing to anybody else. He knows what I'm talking about. I'm going to say 46. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to go on because that gives too much away. And you know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But the listeners don't.
But they don't. That's fine. My point is this. I know things about you. That you like Bud Light is at the bottom of the what the fuck list. It's at the bottom, Joe. And another thing is that personally, I don't ever want to be guilty of yucking the yum, which is a phrase I heard on a podcast where a woman was interviewing a woman who runs a romance novel bookstore, okay? And she said, we don't want to yuck the yum, saying that if people like something, don't fart on them for liking it. I agree with that 100%. Your friend likes Bud Light? Goddamn, I'm going to buy him some Bud Light. I'm going to drink one with him. And we're going to talk about – we'll probably talk about you, Joe. Cause
you met him. He's one of the groomsmen. You met him.
What's his name?
He digs Bud Light. He digs a plain burger. His name's I'm going to make up a name. His name's Todd.
Oh, Todd, yeah. Was Todd
but he's
the
– great. One of my favorite
Was
favorite
Todd
people.
The one who works with explosions, explosive things? Or was Todd the one who can play a mean-ass guitar? Or was Todd the one who makes a mean drink? It wasn't the one who makes a mean drink because he wouldn't like Bud Light.
No. No. No, see, you haven't covered all of my groomsmen yet, but let's see. Let's not
Was
do
he
this.
The big guy?
I think this is...
Yeah, really?
Well, he's one of the big guys, so right. am I. But,
no, I remember him now. Okay.
Well, anyway...
I am a beer guy. I do like a quality beer, but all irony aside, if people like Bud Light, goddammit, then they should be given Bud Light. There's nothing wrong with that. Not in this world, not in any world. The very fact that
totally
you were like,
agree.
You're like, you know what? This podcast means so much to me. I'm going to drink a goddamn Bud Light rather than go try for our last 10 minutes. I say, Joe, you're a good man.
Well, thank you. And you know what? Talking about the last 10 minutes, I think this is the perfect time for arguments for cancellation.
All right, let's hear them. Give me the arguments for cancellation. Why should we stop doing this podcast? After 5,986 episodes, why should we stop now?
Well, while I kind of collect my thoughts, give me the intro real quick.
Okay. What's the intro?
I have a lot to say, and we don't have a lot of time, so.
What's the intro called?
That is AFC intro.
Here we go. I have to hit play.
Sometimes that is better.
So a couple of things that have come to mind when I'm thinking about why we should just put an end to this abomination is I realized a while back, and I decided to share it with you, in the first minute of the first podcast, I all but begged for it to stop. That should have been a sign. That should have been a sign of some kind. And I think it's a really strong piece of evidence in my argument for cancellation this week. And if you could hit the button, it's
that's
that's
the
pretty
one
good one too.
So what am I playing for you here?
It is just stop.
Just stop.
Yeah. This
you know
is
what?
Within.
This sounds so terrible to me that you need to hit stop right now.
Stop recording or stop the mm-hmm. music in the background.
Now stop everything. Now, I want to reiterate, that was, I'm not kidding, I checked the time. That was within the first minute of the first show. I nearly begged for everything to come to a halt immediately. All right?
Yeah.
Something inside of me told me that it was wrong. Okay, so there's that. I want to present that to you. I think that's compelling. I think it's compelling.
That is a compelling argument for cancellation. I agree.
Right. Now, the other one, I think anybody that listens to this are, you know, 1.75 listeners that we have will agree with this. You know, here's a problem. And this episode, you tried to torture me. We've said horrible things to each other. It's been kind of rough. Well, this one, this might be pretty rough because I've made a montage of evidence about, well, featuring bad jokes because we fancy ourselves funny. Well, I've got evidence that runs in stark contrast to that notion, okay?
Okay.
And now look, you can try and defend because – not all the bad jokes are mine, Jason. So here I am judging you. I'm judging you in your face. And I know you don't listen to this shit before you play it, so no. Bolster yourself.
Let's get on board with the humor here.
Well, I was just wondering if my hog emerged from its fly and it saw its shadow, would that mean that there's 6 more inches of penis?
Hello!
You got some nice shoes. I'd like to put them in my pants and dance like a... hey yo!
I'm sitting here playing Pong, and then these people are like, "Look, Miss Pac-Man makes that look like fucking horseshit." That was an old joke. It wasn't successful, but I gave it a shot.
All that matters is if you feel good about the joke, Joe. If doing the Andrew Dice Clay reach around makes you feel good, goddamn it, you do that reach around.
Apocalypse Now, Belgrande. Several titty jokes. At any opportunity that we have, there's dick jokes. Oh!
The Taylor Swift parody, I knew you were trouble when you walked in here with that enormous cock.
And then it's dick jokes. And then it's tit jokes, titty jokes, and dick jokes, dicks and balls jokes. This will not stand.
This will not stand. Eating a banana, drinking some free water, thinking, God, why do I do this? My shins hurt. Yes, it has run its course. That is terrible. I'm sorry. Yo!
A fair joke. I would rather watch a dog's butthole open up and blow hot air into my eyes.
Hey-o!
Oh! And I was like, fart jokes.
Fart jokes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. I don't know if my favorite part was when you played Tool in the middle of that. But
well, I wanted to, a bad joke followed by a drum fill. What better drum fill?
Yeah, exactly. No. God damn it, Joe. I really should play Mr. for you now just to put you in your place. But I'm not going to do it. Okay. I'm not going to do it.
Well, look, and this is let me tell you. That montage is so bizarre and I think chaotic, perhaps ineffective, that in and of itself is an argument for cancellation. Like, where are these montages going? Is that of quality? Are the jokes of quality? Clearly not. Is the montage of the bad jokes? Is that good? No.
You did a fuck montage or a fucktage. You did a shit montage, which was not a shitty montage. It was montages of saying shit. And then you did a fucktage, a funtage? A fucktage.
A fucktage? Remember we called it the clusterfuck.
You did
cluster. And then the shit show.
And then you did the clusterfuck, you did the shit show, and now you've done the joke-tage, the bad joke-tage, or the bad-tage.
That's good.
So when you get to the point where you are able to do a montage of montages, that's when you will have peaked. Or what's the opposite of peaked? You have bucketed.
Rock bottom.
You have rock bottomed.
That's right.
We've said many times that this podcast will go through a J curve, right? Of it's okay, and then it'll get worse, and it'll get better. Except that...
Is that where we're at now?
No, here's my point. It's a... I'm going way back to my college days now. It is a fractal dimension of a J curve, such that every point of the J curve is the bottom of the J curve.
Right, that's chaos theory.
Yeah, you're right. That's right. You have a degree in astronomy. That's where we're at all times.
Well, that's either encouraging or just depressing.
It's existential.
We're still in arguments for cancellation. I want to give you just a little bit of feedback that I got from one of our listeners. He thinks that one, our humor is a little bit offensive, and I think he's right. Like I made fun of a Down syndrome kid at one point.
Did you?
We've said the word fag. It's in.
We did. When?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. And after he brought it up, I was like, oh my God, like, what are we doing? Like, we don't want to be hurtful, right?
We said fag. We did not say fag. When did we say fag? You'll never hear me say the word fag. I have never said that word. Fag.
Okay. Well, anyway, that concludes arguments for cancellation. Come on. Riveting. Hit the outro for him.
You just fucking convinced me. Sometimes, that is better.
Best part of that is
so there we go.
The fuzziness that's on top of it. This is such a quality fucking podcast. Of quality.
I did what I could, but,
No, it's not you. It's my recording equipment. It's my goddamn computer, which is older than my child. That's not really saying much. My child's not very old. Joe, you're a goddamn genius. I both hate you and love you for it. I'm jealous, but I'm also proud. I'm like a father, but also a son. I'm a Kolsch, and I'm an IPA.
And could you be the primo obesimo?
You know what? I could be the primo obeso, except for one thing.
Oh, well, boy. That's just fun, isn't it? I put that in there a long time ago. I didn't know if we could ever appropriately use it, but there it is. Look, you realize this. I really like clips from Pet Sematary. I just really like
them. You do. Yeah. You like clips from Pet Sematary, and I like... You know what I like? We're over now. We've got an hour, so it's time to end this. I should probably play the Roik's Cop. Roy's Cop. But I'm not going to. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to go long. That's what she said. I'm going to play this song that was stuck in my head all day long. And if you don't like it, Joe... No. You know what? Joe, you will like it. And if you don't like it, I'm going to stop because I love you, man. I've had two beers, and so now I can say that. I love you, man. But if anyone else doesn't like it, they can suck it. Gus?
Yes. I've had three beers, so that was delightful. Thank you.
Good.
Hey, now, are you going to play a song for me?
I'm playing it right now. This is what we're going to close with. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you recognize it?
No. Oh, wait, yeah. Yeah, I do.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because the video has a Spanish translation at the bottom of it. Estos brazos. I'm going to sing it. Que desean abrazarte una vez más.
Marvelous. Oh, that's great.
El daño está en mí, sí. Pero nunca seré libre o mi niña no. Mi hiciste una promesa, sí. Y la rompiste, oh no. This video is so freaking good. This is better than the Mr. Miniature video. And I realize this is quality podcast content.
Giving a play-by-play of a video.
Hey, you want to make a good podcast? Describe a video you're watching. Este corazón. No lo puede aceptar. Ni ocultar. El daño está en mí, sí. Pero nunca seré libre. No. Joe. Tomaste juramento conmigo, sí. Lo dijiste, nena. Ah. This is the best part. All right. I'm sure people have heard enough of that. Estos ojos que vieron.
I really enjoyed it. But I realize every single podcast that we do is longer than the last. And I realize, is Jason now just trying to push it? And then
no, Jason's fucking drunk.
This time next year, we're going to be at like 2 hours and 30 minutes. And we will have lost. We will have gone from 1.75 viewers to negative 0.8 viewers.
If we're lucky.
Viewers.
That's right. No, people are watching. What they're doing is they're taking a drawing of you that they made because they don't know what you look like, and a drawing of me, and they put them up on their wall. They've taken off all their clothes, and they're just staring at those pictures while they listen to me babble like a maniac, and you do awesome, awesome fucking things. Okay.
are you feeling good?
I'm feeling real good.
Is it time for the Roik's Off?
It is. After this Mountain Dew ad ends. Jesus Christ. What a fucking clusterfuck. All right. Oh, Jesus. All right, let me turn down the...
You're losing it. Come on, dude.
All right.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, Joe. Any last things to say in the last 30 seconds of this fucking podcast? Jesus Christ.
I think this one might be the J-curve, however...
However, I rather enjoyed it.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so for for Mr. Joseph Neal and me, Jason Asshole Mark, this has been Just Be Cousins. Tune in next week when we talk about, I don't know, because my show notes aren't in front of me anymore. Good night.
Good night, y'all.